This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, it's John Whalen here, and I am the CEO and founder of Brilliant Experience, and we're a consultancy that really tries to deeply understand the audience for a product or service and help with the strategy and understanding really the needs of those people. So, and my actual background is in cognitive science. So what I really like to do is understand all the mental systems that go into experiencing something and identifying what really the deep needs are for creating a great or brilliant experience.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Yeah, so what I do is, and my team is really to get deeply immersed in what people are doing. So giving you some examples, we've met with farmers in the middle of Pennsylvania, to high net worth traders on Long Island, to recently meeting with Gen Z folks who are trying to figure out how to do a new makeup foundation or trying to figure out how to solve this problem in Apex Legends, which is a game that you can do. And so what we try to do is actually what we call contextual interviews, where we are both talking to them about what they're doing, what their needs are, but really watching people actually do their behavior, because there's so many things that are implicit that you don't even realize you're doing, or the ways that you're expressing it that you aren't consciously aware of. And so we try to draw out all of the pieces of that puzzle of how people are thinking, the problem they're trying to solve, the emotions they're feeling, the language they use, and really just how they're trying to go about the world and solve things today, so that we can see how to make that so much better.
John, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think that one of the biggest challenges is that we, as the people trying to build that experience, or even the consultants to that group, often have preconceptions for ourselves of how it should work and what we want to do, and or we've built something in the past. And actually having that truly fresh mind and coming in and watching people work with without your expectations or without the language that you use and so on, I think is actually a really important piece to this and seeing where people are at this moment. So we have met folks that are lawyers who said, I know exactly how my junior lawyers need to work. And, you know, this group were people who have been lawyers for 30 years and remembered exactly what it was like to go to the musty stacks in their old library. And you know, now that we're searching Google, that's not the way they're working. So actually meeting users today and understanding how they're doing things right now is so important. And, you know, we did a big project for one of the top five technology firms recently. And, you know, for the Gen Z folks, we need to know literally in the last few months, how are you using Instagram or Pinterest or TikTok and all these things that are evolving. So I think one of our pieces is to go in with those fresh eyes and really understanding what they're doing today. And I think the other piece to that is thinking of it from that cognitive psychology perspective, what are all the facets to the experience? So what is the language they're using? What problem do they think they're solving as opposed to what they really should be solving? How do they think these things should work? And so all these kinds of questions are, I think, really important to ask with knowing where we are right at this moment with that target audience.
John, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I have just recently published a book. In this case, we talk about the six minds, and this is where we say that a user experience isn't singular, it's multifaceted and multimodal. And so I would like people to think about all these different pieces, which I believe you can do in just an interview and watching people and hearing them talk. I want you to see what draws their attention, what words they're looking for, or what symbols and so on. So what's drawing their attention? I want to know how they think it can move around in space. And this might be a virtual tool. So with a phone, I might be swiping to get to a different screen or tapping on something. How do they think they can move around the space and where do they think they can go? I want to know what their memory is of what past expectations they're going to be using for these kind of things. I'd like to know what language they're using. So are they using very sophisticated language about, so if it was cars, is there a clunky thing happening under the hood, or is it the left side of the catalytic converter that's the issue? And so by seeing the language they're using, that way we can meet them at the sophistication they have, and it gives us an understanding of how best to present things to them. And I'd love to know a little bit of their emotion. What are the things that are making them most nervous, and how can we build that trust and allay those fears? And lastly, ultimately, what is the deeper problem they're trying to solve? And how do they think they can solve it, as opposed to what really is necessary? And those pieces, those six components, are the six minds that I talk about in my book, Design for How People Think. And I think that, so ultimately, the more I can get you to think of those components of an experience, the better I think you can do at designing it exactly for them.
John, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Yeah, there's a few different places you can look for these. So the first, obviously, I just mentioned my book, Design for How People Think, which is available. It's an O'Reilly book, so it's available on O'Reilly and Amazon. But also, I think that you can also take a look at my LinkedIn as well. I'd love to meet with everyone, and I keep learning about new folks and new ideas. And I do a lot of stuff on SlideShare too. So if you just Google me, you'll find SlideShare and some of my past talks on these kind of subjects and other things, like how do you do user experience in Agile, or how do people who do this kind of user experience and user adoption work get traction with senior stakeholders, and how do we build our way up the food chain to really have a major impact on the strategic direction for our company. And it's not just me. I think there are a lot of pieces to that where we're finding more and more online classes and Medium articles and so on. So I just invite you to Google these topics generally, and there's lots more to learn beyond. So I am happy to help people on their way too if they're interested in asking me questions.
Well, thanks, John.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.